Now, if you look at somebody who's a trader who's unsuccessful, he does the exact opposite of that. Mm-hmm. He never uses a mental stop order. If you use a mental stop order, you're mental. First of all, he doesn't have a goal in mind, so he's just trading like rampantly. He's up 200, he's down 500, so there's no organization or strategy there, right? And he doesn't know about turning winning trades and winning days into losing days. And then when he starts losing money, he stays in, he goes all in, and he starts losing money more and more and more. The analogy I use is when there are two kinds of gamblers that go to Vegas. There's a guy who says he's got $1,000, he sits down at the blackjack table, he said, if I make $1,000, I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to go to Ruth's Chris, get a steak, take my family to see a show, and I'm going home. The other trader has no plan, has no strategy. He goes in there, he's up 1,000, he thinks, great, I got 2,000. He starts betting and betting and betting. By the end of the night, he's down $8,000. He's been to the ATM 5 friggin' times. He doesn't have enough money to pay his rent, and it's a losing situation. So